And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I've got to admit something to you, something I've been doing pretty much over the weekend into this week. I've been doing it every day. And part of the reason I've been doing it every day is because I'm effectively retired. I'm effectively retired. I have enough passive income coming into my household that it meets or exceeds my expenses for living. And as a result of that, I'm retired. I don't have to work. Now, some of you would say, you know, Al, we turn on this radio station show every single week. And you know who we hear besides Mike and Andy and Dell? We hear you. So it makes us think that maybe you're still working for a living. Okay, let me clarify that for you, because I think that needs to be clarified. I am still technically working. I am. I am still technically working on behalf of Lifestyles Unlimited to bring you these radio shows, to bring you this content that nobody else will bring you. Technically, I'm working, but I don't rely on the income from the job to make things work in my household. Does that make sense? In other words, if I were to stop doing radio right now, I mean, I'd just say, hey, you know what? I'm done with the show, and I just click my button and turn my system off. Now, technically, it would be in the middle of a radio show and it would drive my producer bananas. It would, because that's one of those things that he's not wanting to deal with in his schedule, because he's supposed to get this radio show down into whatever they put it into. I don't know, digits now. It used to be analog, now it's digital. And then they send it out to the world. And if I just said, hey, that's it, I'm done. It's been nice, it's been fun, but I'm done. And I click the button, what happens? Well, you don't get this great content because I've stopped working. And that would actually bother me. That would actually bother me. Because one of the things that I like to do in retirement is give you information, not only about how I've done it, but how other people have done it. Done what? Oh, retired themselves. That's what we're talking about here, retiring yourself. Many of you think you've got to go for 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, that's what I used to think. That's what I was taught as a young man. I'm now an older man, but as a young man, I was taught, yeah, you got to hunker down, you got to invest, you got to put your money in 401ks or IRAs, and you got to invest in the stock market. And real estate was not really even talked about. It was all about the 401k coming to life, IRAs coming to life, and ability to invest in the stock market, which would potentially give you greater returns because of the tax benefits associated with being in the 401k or the IRA, right? Okay, so the problem with those retirement plans is they take a long time to get you the result you're trying to get. Real estate is a much more effective approach. It can get you retired in 5 years or less. I'm living proof of that. I retired myself in 5 years or less from the time I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, took the education, and started putting into play everything that I had learned. And I will tell you, it radically changed my life. It fixed a lot of problems that I had as I was trying to get to a place of retirement, because I actually owned real estate. And unbeknownst to me, I was doing it all wrong. It was all wrong, but I didn't know it. I had not surrounded myself with people that had done it a more effective way until I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I will tell you, that's the catalyst right there. That's what changed everything. Joining Lifestyles Unlimited is what benefited me the most, because it taught me things that nobody else would teach me. It put me on a glide path to fixing problems that I had in my retirement plan with regards to real estate, because I found out I was doing it wrong and I had to do it right. So when I started doing it right, wow, big difference. Big difference in cash flow, big difference in everything. And it put me on track to retiring not in 5 years, but in 2 years. Yeah, I'm part of the Deuces Club within Lifestyles Unlimited. It's a small group of us, which is kind of growing, of people that get the retirement done in 2 years or less. Now, that's not the typical model. It's not. We're outliers. We really are. We're outliers. Most people need about 5 years to get it done. I have the benefit of utilizing the majority of my time to do exactly what I want to do. That wasn't always the case in my life, especially when I spent 27 years serving in the United States Army. I spent the majority of my time doing the Army's bidding. Very little of my time was devoted to family, fun, recreation. The things that I like to do now in retirement, I didn't get an opportunity to do much when I served in the Army. So it's a radical change for me from what I had been doing to what I'm doing now. And I got to give all the credit to Lifestyles Unlimited for showing me the way. I do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm doing this radio show. I believe that from my heart. If I didn't believe that from my heart, I wouldn't tell you that. That's the kind of guy I am. I am a straight shooter. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And that may bother some of you because, oh, it's a radio show. You got to be all nice. And no, I don't. I don't have to be anything other than me. That's what Del Walmsley expects from me. Oh, who's Del Walmsley? Well, he's the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's the guy that put this whole thing together back in 1990. We've been around for 35 years. Now, I've not been a member for 35 years because I didn't even hear about Lifestyles Unlimited until I think it was like 2017. That's when I joined and became a member. That's when everything changed for me. And then in 2019, I found myself real estate retired. I was able to leave a job that I didn't enjoy doing because I didn't have to do that job anymore. I was free. I was real estate retired. It was pretty darn cool. And then the pandemic hit. Yeah. I retired myself just in time to sit through a pandemic and go into lockdown. I mean, you want to talk about something just punching you square in the nose and taking you right back to the life you used to have? The pandemic did that for me because it locked me into my house. It only allowed me to go to the store with a mask on occasionally. A lot of fear about COVID. It's what the government was using to control the people. That's just my opinion, but that's my opinion. And you're going to get my opinion on the show because this is all about what I do for you. And I think you need to hear my opinion. Whether you agree with my opinion or not is immaterial. It's still my opinion. And I did spend 27 years in the United States Army fighting for your rights and my rights to say our opinions. And I think that's one of the most amazing things about this country is that you can articulate whatever opinion you have, whether it's right or wrong. It's America. Freedom of speech. Good stuff. Speaking of freedom of speech, let's talk about clickbait. Yeah, you think there's a correlation there, freedom of speech and clickbait? I think there's a massive correlation there. As a matter of fact, I think that people that create content on YouTube, I think they use clickbait because they're trying to draw people to their channels. They're trying to make money off of the people that view their information. So I got up this morning and I was looking at YouTube because It's my new drug. I think it's my new drug. Not that I do drugs, but I'm just saying I think it's kind of like an addiction now. So I'm checking out YouTube and I'm looking at different subjects because I've got a lot of things that I'm interested in, and I'm interested in hearing other people's opinions about those subjects. I really am. So then I stumble across this particular YouTube channel, and here's what it says. This is what the highlight of the YouTube video is. Redfin's shocking, and shocking is all capitalized letters, so you know they're shouting it, right? Redfin's shocking warning signals something worse than 2008, the data they're hiding. And I'm thinking to myself, some of you don't know what Redfin is. So let me share that with you. Redfin is an entity, kind of like Zillow, that provides market information and other things for the consumer to utilize in their pursuit to buying real estate. That's what it does. Does it pretty good. So I saw this clickbait. It was clickbait. And I thought, really? Have they found evidence that I haven't found myself? Have they found evidence that suggests that we're going into a scenario equivalent to 2008 and what happened to the real estate markets in 2008. And I'm thinking, they might be onto something. I better watch this video. So I clicked that bait and I watched the video. And the first thing, the very first thing they said was this. And I wrote it down. I actually had to go back and rewind a couple of times to make sure that I got it all written down for you. And this is what they said. This is how they started the video. The housing market is collapsing faster than experts predicted. Okay, let's just stop right there. The housing market is collapsing faster than experts predicted. Does that scare you? Because when I hear that, it kind of bothers me. It doesn't really scare me because I know different information, but it bothers me that that's what they're saying, that the housing market is collapsing faster than experts predicted. But what does that mean? I don't know yet. Let's go on with what they said. And the warning signs are flashing red across America's most expensive cities. Oh, warning signs are flashing red across America's most expensive cities. So I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean for you as the real estate investor? Are they talking about cities that you're invested in? Are they talking about California or New York? Because I tend to think that those are some of the most expensive states that have some of the most expensive cities in them. Now, there are other states that have expensive cities. After all, Texas has Austin. Florida has Miami. California has all the cities, right? You know what I'm talking about. So what does this mean for you as a real estate investor? I think what it means is we've got to dig into this data. We got to figure out what they're telling us, because there's ways for us to make money if the housing market is truly collapsing. I don't think it is. The research that I did doesn't indicate to me that the housing market is collapsing. What my research is telling me is that it's cooling off, that it's gone up so fast, it cannot support the gains that it's made over the years. And as a result of that, we're walking into a natural cooling event, a reduction of prices, nonetheless, but a cooling event, not a collapse. We come back from the break, I'll explain myself. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by hopefully keeping you from falling victim to clickbait on YouTube, because it's a real problem. It is a real problem in this country, clickbait. And I know it's a real problem because I'm a victim. I'm a victim of clickbait because I can't tell. I can't tell if the video listing is giving me accurate information or giving me information that's designed to make me just click on the video, because I'm thinking that's how they get paid. I'm thinking when you click on the video, they get paid. I'm thinking the longer you stay with the video, they get paid. I'm thinking if you subscribe to their channel, they get paid. I'm thinking if you like their video, they get paid. Now, I'm not trying to make you YouTubers out there upset. I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm just trying to understand your business model a little bit, because if I understand your business model a little bit better, then it might keep me from doing some of the stuff that I've been doing, like falling victim to clickbait. But in this particular clickbait, I figured it was a learning opportunity. I figured it was an opportunity to teach you something that nobody else is bothering to teach you. And it has to do with trends in real estate, understanding market conditions, understanding pricing information, understanding all those big buzzwords that you're like, I don't want to learn about that. But you're going to learn about it on today's show, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to dumb it down a little bit. I'm going to put it hopefully at an eighth grade level. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying that if I can explain things that an eighth grader can understand, then chances are you and I can understand it too. That wasn't cynical. That was just describing how I try to convey information to you. Because at the end of the day, it's not just you out there. There's a lot of yous out there. There's you and you and you and you. A lot of yous. A lot of yous listen to this radio show. So let's get back to this clickbait. Redfin's shocking warning signals something worse than 2008. And in brackets, it says the data they're hiding. All right, so I see that and I'm thinking, wow, they must have uncovered something that is indicating a total meltdown like 2008 was a total meltdown. Now, up until this point, myself and my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited radio hosts have been telling you that this market, although it appears to be correcting, isn't really correcting. It's smoothing out. It seems to be smoothing out. What do I mean by that? Well, it means that prices have gone up for so long and continue to have gone up, they've gotten to a point where the market can't sustain the higher price. So what the market is saying is you got to lower your prices for people to come in and buy. Now, the market didn't just flat tell me that. I had to assess that by reading a bunch of data. And here's some of the data that I got from the clickbait that I thought was just kind of amazing. And the way they articulate it made me think that we have a major problem in this country. But let me read to you what they articulated, and then I'll tell you what I ultimately thought about it. They said 42 major housing markets are already experiencing falling home prices, with some cities hitting double-digit declines, something not seen since the 2008 real estate correction. So that makes you think, are we going into a 2008 correction again? Because that would be terrible if we did, unless you're looking to buy property, in which case it's actually not a bad thing for you because you'll get property at steeper discounts than you would normally get it for if the market were completely healthy. But then it went on to say this, and I thought, you know, this is kind of a contradiction to what they're telling me, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. It said, among the 300 largest metro area housing market, 42 are seeing home prices fall on a year-over-year basis. 42 out of 300? Does that really represent the majority of the market? Does that mean that 258 metro areas are not falling? I was concerned. But then again, it gets back to what is the information they're giving you versus what is the information really telling you? So what I'm garnering from this information is that prices in some markets have peaked. Some buyers are not willing to pay the peaked prices for property. And as a result of that, they're either offering less or they're not offering anything at all. Kind of interesting, right? But then I was kind of taken back on the statement that they made with some cities hitting double-digit declines. So I looked at their list of 42 major housing markets across the United States. Number one was Punta Gorda, Florida. Punta Gorda, Florida. It's not a major housing market to me, but apparently it is to Redfin. And what it indicates is that they had a 9% decline year over year. Now, 9% is fairly significant, but it's not double digit. They flat out told me in the video that all these towns have got double digit. Well, the one that they list in their video doesn't make double digit. It makes 9%. So you start thinking, well, 9% is significant. It's not 10%, but it's certainly more than 8 or 7%, right? So how many more towns, how many more major housing markets are on this list that are close to Punta Gorda? And the answer is not really any. The rest of the list drops from there. Most are in the 3% or less range. For example, Austin, Texas was listed sixth overall on their list, but is only showing a decline of 3.8%. Now, you might say, well, 3.8% sounds significant. Well, hold that thought because I'm going to circle back to that in a moment. San Antonio, listed 16th overall, only showing a 2% decline. Kyleen, Texas, listed 19th overall, as well as Phoenix, Arizona, listed 20th overall, each showing only a 1.6% decline. Dallas-Fort Worth, listed 24th overall, only declining 1.4%. Houston, Texas, listed 38th out of 42 on their list and only declining 0.2%. That's 0.2% decline year over year. Those are not the most glaring numbers I've ever seen. And here's why. I went and I researched those housing markets. I wanted to understand what they were doing since, say, 2008, when the last major collapse hit. And here's what I found. Austin, Texas, with their decline of 3.8%. In 2011, the median home price in Austin, Texas was $200,000. In 2023, the median price grew to $530,000. We as Lifestyles Unlimited members stopped buying houses in the greater Austin area because the price became too much. Sounds like a bad argument, doesn't it? Wait a minute, you bought property that cost too much knowing that it was going to go up in value? Yes, we did not buy that property.
Well, that sounds dumb.
Actually, it's not. And here's why. We follow it's a very simple model, but it's a very effective model. And what it indicates to us is that there's a certain price point that we need to stay within for any property that we purchase. In other words, we're looking for an after repair value of the asset that doesn't exceed a certain price point in the given marketplace. Now, for the majority of what we do, that's $250,000. I mean, it could be higher, it could be a little lower, it depends on the market, but $250,000 is kind of the sweet spot. So if I went to Austin today knowing that the median home price was $530,000, I would need to find a house. Now, this is just me, but I would need to find a house that I could buy that was in bad condition and I'd want to pay no more than, say, $125,000 for it. And here's why. I want to pay 50 cents or less per property that I buy, 50 cents on the dollar. So $125,000 is my sweet spot. Less is better. More is not better. $125,000 is what I'm looking for. What do you think my odds are finding that property in Austin, Texas might be? I'm thinking slim and none. Yeah, I'm thinking that property doesn't exist. Now, that property may exist, but not at that price point. That price point is much higher today. And even though Redfin says that the Austin market showed a year-over-year decline of 3.8%, that isn't enough to get me back into that market. As a matter of fact, Lifestyles Unlimited members started exiting the buying market for single-family houses about the same time that I became a member. I want to say it was like 2017, 2018. That's when we noticed that the housing stock that we like to buy was just getting to be too expensive. So you're probably still wondering, okay, so what's the problem with that? Well, here's the problem. The more expensive your property, the more money you're going to put into it, and ironically, the less returns on investment you're going to receive, because it's going to cost you more money to get into the asset, yet that asset's only going to pay you a certain amount of money in cash flow and appreciation. So as a result of that, what do you think? No, I'm serious. What do you think? I mean, think it through. Now, there are still some markets around the Austin area where I know of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are buying houses in those markets, in Round Rock and Georgetown. They have found little niche markets in those two little towns outside of Austin, and they're doing okay. So a 3.8% price reduction for a house up there might seem significant, right? Well, let's figure it out. Let's say a property was worth $250,000 a year ago. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take that 3.8% decline. So I'm going to multiply by 96.2%, and I come up with $240,500. And many of you are going, well, there's the problem right there. You lost $10,000 in value. Yeah. Technically, the value's gone down $10,000, but I haven't lost anything because I haven't transacted the property. And the reality of it is I probably bought the property for an all-in price of less than $200,000. So even if the value went from $250,000 to $240,000, I'm still doing okay. Still got a $40,000 worth of equity in that property. So what do? Wait. And here's the thing. When you invest in single-family properties, it's not the West Coast mentality of, oh, just put your hands together and pray that the value goes up. Because we've already ascertained the value's going up. It has been going up since the last real estate market correction, which is really closer to a crash, of 2008. And in 2011, that's when the market kind of solidified. That's when all the really good deals were gone. So what am I getting at? Is this a good time for you to invest your money? Is this a good time to pick up houses at a slightly deeper discount? Now, I personally think it is. I think it very well is. Now, some of you would argue, well, the interest rates are too high, or this is going on, or that's going on, or tariffs, or whatever, yada, yada, yada. Okay, all that is noise. It's all noise. You need to tune it out. What you need to do is you need to focus on your real estate market. What is your real estate market doing? It might be declining. But if it is declining, the declination is not that significant. It's not that significant. I mean, I told you what's going on with the major Texas markets. Now, I didn't go out and look at all the other states that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members invest in. And the reason I didn't go out and look at all of them, because none of the other states, other than Phoenix, Arizona, which is technically a city and a state, none of the other states made the list. Ooh, mic drop moment. Boom, there you go. And remember when I said 42 are seeing falling home prices year over year. But that means 258 are not falling. They're either remaining constant or going up. Now, you're probably curious what some of the other markets in Texas are doing. Well, if you had bought a house, and I'm just saying you had bought a house. I'm not saying you bought it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, so you captured additional equity in the asset. Let's say you paid full retail price for the asset in 2011, when the market kind of calmed down again. That property is worth, effective 2023, I realize it's 2025, but effective 2023, that property was valued at $247,500. It's a 65% growth rate, or 5.4% annually. Now, that's better appreciation than what I usually articulate to you on the show when I'm breaking a property down. I usually tell you, I calculate 3.5%, but right here, I'm seeing an average growth rate in San Antonio of 5.4%. What about Dallas-Fort Worth? What did it do? Well, if you bought a property full retail in 2011 for $150,000, that value went up to $385,000 in 2023. That is a 94% growth rate over 12 years, or 7.8% compounded annually. Pretty interesting stuff, right? What about Houston? I know you're all dying to hear about Houston. What did Houston do? Similar, if you bought a property full retail price for $150,000, in 2011, in 2023, the price went up to $320,000. The growth rate is approximately 68%. Now, I know you're going, well, wait a minute, Al, you told me it was 150, now it's worth 320. Why isn't the growth rate like over 100%? Because it takes into account, the calculation that I did takes into account compounded growth rates. So it measures it a little bit differently. But you're still getting a 5.7% year-over-year growth rate. It's very significant. So what if the prices come down in these markets a little bit? To me, that's a buying opportunity. Now, how long will prices continue to go down? Crystal ball's in the shop, I don't know. But at the end of the day, one of the things that Del Walmsley has taught us to do as Lifestyles Unlimited members is to recognize when the market is giving you buying opportunities. And right now, I think the market is giving us buying opportunities. As a matter of fact, I think many of these markets are buyer's markets right now, which indicates to me that this is where you should be growing your inventory in your portfolio, because your portfolio is ready for new additions. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.